Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out.
To his eyes, they're the eyes of a man.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex relationships and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. Many of you are right there right now at sexwithemily.com where you can watch the show live every day, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time for free, or partially of the show. You can watch partial of the show for free. But if you're a Friends with Benefits member, you can watch all of it. You can watch it. You can listen to it as a podcast. You can do all those things. So thanks, everyone, for becoming Friends with Benefits members and supporting the Sex with Emily dream, vision.
Franchise.
Empire. Hey, Menace, what's up with you?
Oh, man. Long, long weekend for me.
Yeah? Good one?
No. Just taking care of adult things.
Oh, I hate
that. Yeah. Being an adult sucks.
I know.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
Paying bills, doing housework. It is the worst.
I agree.
Ever.
I totally agree. But yeah, I had to do that too.
I knew the weekend was going to be bad because automatically this is what happened. I get off work on Friday and I was going to go to a going away party. And I was already ready way early before I was supposed to go to this party. And our friends who do a radio show here in San Francisco, Fernando and Greg, were having a bar night in the Castro. So I figured, hey, you know what?
I wanted to go.
It was a last-minute thing. I saw him on Twitter, and I was like, I'll stop by for a minute.
Right.
So I get out of my house. I flag down a cab, which took forever.
Right. It always does in San Francisco.
I get in the cab. I get all the way to the place that I need to go that's on the other side of the city, I reach into my wallet and realize that I left my ATM card back on my desk at home. So then I had to take the cab all the way back to my house.
Oh, my God. So it was like a $30 cab.
Oh, no. It ended up being $40-something dollars to go there and come back.
That is so annoying. You don't have an extra credit card?
No. I have two, and they were both at the house because I was paying bills online. And it was a nightmare. And then so finally I go to the bar night, and it was so funny because the place that I went to, it was really nice. It was their like grand opening, whatever. Right. It was a really cool spot. But it wasn't the typical gay bar, because they're gay gentlemen, just in case you didn't catch that before. It wasn't the typical gay bar where there'll be a bunch of straight women in there and, you know, be a mixture of people.
Right.
This is like the bears, like the really buff.
Right, right.
You know,
what
burly
bar was it?
Guys.
In the Castro?
Yeah, it's this new place called The Edge.
Okay, yeah,
or
I've seen
it's
it.
A grand
yeah, it's
or
near across from my gym.
It was very, it was nothing but men. You guys would have loved it. There's like the guys in the bartending with their shirts off,
love
all
it.
Buffed and
love
all
it.
This stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. But what was going on with some part of the crowd was the thing that we talked about before when we had the last guest in. What was his name? The writer and the doctor?
I don't remember.
The guy from your school. You don't remember? Wow. Damn, really? I can imagine.
Oh, Jalen Ricks.
Jalen Ricks.
Dr. Okay. Jalen Ricks.
When I was talking with him about
he was
how,
there?
No, he wasn't there.
When you did
but
the
when
show.
He was on the show, I was talking to him about how some people in the gay community, and it's not just the gay community, but they don't like wearing deodorant.
Right. We talked about this, and it's a problem. It's a problem at the gym.
Yeah, because they like to be all natural. They use different ways to
cover
it
up. Yeah, he was using some kind of other like supernatural thing.
But when you're in a tight space in a bar, man,
it was
bad. It stick out. Some part of the places that I'll walk
in. How long
do
you stay?
I stayed there for a good maybe 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then I went out. And then I went out drinking and went crazy. And I woke up the next day at my friend's house on the floor, wrapped up in a sheet, freezing cold.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know where I was.
Where were you? How were just a friend? That's crazy. What did you end up doing? Just drinking a lot?
Just went out drinking a lot. Then there's this old apartment that I used to live in.
Right.
That I was going to go to the next day.
Yeah.
I go there to start working on it because I'm moving everybody out and we're just remodeling the place, right? I'm moving all the stuff out into the trash. It's like 8:30 in the morning. I have a hangover and I lock myself out of the house. And then
I hate locking myself out.
I had to walk 2 miles to an Apple store so I can charge my phone because my phone was dead so I could call somebody.
Oh, my God. What a night. This sounds awful.
It was the worst weekend ever.
This sounds awful, honey. This sounds like the worst. I feel so much better about my life right now after hearing about your weekend.
And I was hungover and I had to, like, take down a wall.
You had to walk 2 miles to the Apple store?
Apple store, charge my phone, let people know to let me back in the house, go back there. Then I was, like, super hungover and I had to, like, take out a wall, like, man shit, right?
That's
and
hot.
I felt like I wanted to throw up.
You had
die.
To take out a wall? You know how to do that?
Yeah. I've been working on houses like my entire life.
Really?
This is so annoying. Okay, I love my mom, but this is what's so annoying about my mom is she loves buying fixer-uppers. And the moment that the house is finally complete, that's the time that she wants to
move,
sell it and then move. And so that's what she likes to do.
That's what she likes
to keep busy is work on houses.
Right.
That's why going through that my entire life, my dream is to live in a condo.
Right.
Like, I don't want a garden.
Right.
I don't want...
She made you do all that manly labor?
Oh, my God. My entire life.
I didn't know. So that means you're a handy guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have put siding on houses, windows, and, like, frames in houses.
How'd you learn it?
Kitchen, ripping up carpets. Because they taught me. That's because my stepdad and my mom knew how to do that stuff.
Right. See, they were...
It was a nightmare. I can't even tell you how much stuff I painted in my life.
Can you imagine Little Menace having to work? All his friends are outside.
I remember when I was 21 and they were putting like some new sprinkler system in the backyard. And they made me I got home like really early in the morning because I was out drinking all night, right?
So nothing's changed.
Yeah. They wake me up at 8 o'clock like, hey, we need to help. We need you to dig a ditch. They dig a ditch so we can put in the new piping, like, you know, dig the hole in.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God. And the sun was blaring. And when they weren't looking, like, I puked into the ditch.
Oh, great. Oh, my God, Menace. So nothing, you almost puked probably
on
Sunday, ripping down the wall.
I think that's what has affected my life, where, like, If I live in a condo, I live in a condo. I'm good.
I know. I'm having issues with my
dog.
My apartment. No, yes, my dog. It's just I just feel so much guilt because I can't. She needs tons of exercise, and I'm already someone who's running late and has no time all the time. But now I have to walk her for like a half hour in the morning, walk her at night for an hour. I don't have time, and I just feel guilt all the time. But I do it. But I'm like. But it's fine. I have all these new dog park friends. She's great. She hasn't done anything too bad. But I just feel like she's always looking at me like I'd really much rather be outside. Like if she could wear a bumper sticker, say they'd rather be at the beach. Like she just hates being indoors.
What?
She's just looking to go outside. So the second I take her outside, she's so excited. And then I can't stay all day because I'm busy and I'm working and blah, blah, blah.
I wish I could pull tape from when we were first talking about the dog. And it was all the things that you're repeating right now is all things that I said.
I know, but I love her and she's good to have around. I just think that it's a lot of work.
Just dump her off on your friend and then you can visit her when you want.
I know. That's what I might do. So, no, she's awesome, though, and she's great. And I had a good weekend, though. Not as treacherous as your weekend, but.
What'd you do?
Well, I didn't end up doing anything on Friday night. Like, I was wiped out. I was supposed to meet some friends at a party and I didn't do anything. And then Saturday night, I went out with this guy. So, when I was in New York, I met this guy not at a wedding. I met this guy at my friend's birthday party, and he lives in Boulder, and he's cute, and he's nice, and he works, whatever, has a good job, and whatever. We hung out in New York. And then we hung out in New York the next day. We had brunch. Nothing ever happened. We didn't hook up, but there was, like, an attraction. I guess he was into me, and he was been texting me, but I kind of ignored him because I kind of forgot about him, and I got busy, and I'm dating several guys, like, whatever. He's in Boulder. But he's in town this weekend, so I met up with him, and we went out Saturday night, and I was kind of dreading, like, not dreading, but just feeling like I wasn't going to be into him, but he was nice. It was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We went to dinner, and we went to this new restaurant, of course, and had lots of wine, and then it was fun. Good times. And then I saw him again yesterday, and...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Because he's here.
Getting your time in.
Getting my time in. So it was fun. And then I'm not really giving that many tips. Because it's not. Like, but it's interesting that you should give everyone a chance. Here's the thing. Here's someone who's like, I think is like, isn't really my type, not into. But turns out, like, he's really interesting and cool. So this is a message to people that you should just give everyone a chance and go out with them. If they ask you out. Even if, like, you're not sure. Like, when
you are serial giving the phone number out-er. I don't even know how to put it into a term. But that's the... I don't know why.
And then
why
I have all these
that.
Guys who want to. Okay, so this. I went to that orgasm pop up store a few weeks ago, and it's all those people like this. Our guests that were on the show when you weren't here a few weeks ago. They talk about this oming practice, this expanded orgasm practice, where the men massage the women's clitoris, and it's called oming, and you learn like they give you an orgasm, but it's like through this special practice. So I met two guys that night who want to ome me, and I literally think that I should do it because it's good experience. I think it's a good material for the show. But do I want some random guys coming over and like touching my clitoris that I don't even know? Like, but one of them was kind of cute and he's been emailing me, and then I looked him up on Facebook because I couldn't remember if he was really cute, but he is cute. So I'm trying to decide if I really want to do that. It's part of research, and I've always been curious about the oming practice.
Sounds like a Craigslist type ish.
I know,
thing.
But they were cool. Like he seemed normal.
Oh, he seems normal. He's just really into oming.
Well, he's learning, so he needs a partner.
Oh, that's it. Wow. I should totally throw that out. Like, I'm just learning to have sex. So if I can just have you as a partner so you can teach me, that would be amazing. It's nothing like, you know, nothing.
Nothing there. No, just want to touch your clitoris. Not just want to rub your clitoris for a while. I don't know if I'm going to do that. But and then the other guy that I've been dating has been out of town for I dated him for 2 weeks. He's been gone for three and a half weeks. So I haven't really seen him. And that's kind of whatever. No sexting, though. What?
I just go back real quick. I don't even know how to, as a normal man, even approach that conversation to be like, I want to touch your vulva. Like,
we were at the orgasm store, though.
Yeah.
We were at the orgasm store for Nicole Dadone's book called Slow Sex. And a lot of people are part of her One Taste organization. And there's a lot of guys who sign up for these oming classes where they learn how.
One Taste, that's that cult that everybody lives in a house.
Yeah. But not everyone lives in the house anymore. They're like redoing their image. They're redoing their image so they don't all live in the house anymore. And but these guys signed up for the class and they need a partner. And I just thought it would be – I should go once. I should do it. Because I try to do everything and then share it with my listeners.
Yeah.
What have you done lately?
Show.
Did you have sex on Friday night?
I had all the sex in the world on Friday night. You I did a lot of research. No.
You just broke up in a blanket. Okay, let me tell you what's on today's show real quickly.
All right.
Okay, today's show, we have your emails. Some topics include medication and sex, large labias, one of our favorites, female ejaculation, and getting caught masturbating. And we'll also be talking about responsible sex and how to talk to your partner about being responsible in bed. Condoms, STDs, you're going to be taking a quiz. Menace.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what we got. And we got our poll results and some stuff like that. So we're going to be getting into that shortly.
All right.
And sex in the news, of course.
What do you got for me?
This is what I got. Science says sex makes Mondays suck less. In today's groundbreaking science news, it turns out that people don't really like Mondays. In fact, helpful new research from vinegary breakfast spread Marmite found that people hate Mondays so much that they don't even crack a smile until 11:16 a.m. People are also unproductive, averaging 3.5 hours in the workday, and twice as likely to be late. But not to worry. Marmite scientists have claimed watching TV, buying chocolate or makeup, or buying just about anything, and having sex are always ways to make your Mondays better. Because Mondays do suck. I hate Mondays.
I'm so weird. So the opposite.
You love Mondays because you love your job and you love life?
Yeah. I love that. I love getting back to work and all that stuff. The only thing I hate about Fridays, not because I hate Fridays, it's just that I'm so exhausted that on Fridays everyone hits me up to go out. And then they get upset when I go,
I'm just chilling.
I want to stay home.
Yeah, I know. Well, Fridays are tough. But Mondays, something about Mondays, I've always had this. But even though I love what I'm doing now, and I'm doing Sex with Emily full time, and it feels great, Mondays are just kind of like, really? What happened on the weekend?
I thought it would be like Thursday's more of the tease, you know? You still have one more day of work.
I know, but Thursdays are fun. Thursdays and Fridays are the best.
What do you do on Thursday?
I go out sometimes. Thursday
but you have to work the next day.
I know, but you can still go out on Thursdays and Fridays. You can just kind of...
On through?
Yeah. Float on through, work 3.5 hours. Isn't that funny if people work less during the day? What do they just sit in their computer, in front of their computer, and stare at Facebook or something?
Oh, most likely, yeah.
That's what everyone else does, right? Okay, Casey Anthony was offered $500,000 for a nude hustler spread. Did you hear about this? Casey Anthony? Casey Anthony has been offered $500,000 to pose nude for Old Rascal Larry Flint's Hustler magazine. You've got men who say, hey, I want to see her in a birthday suit. There may be some sick individuals, but that's what life is all about. Casey Anthony's people say that any reports that she's talking with Hustler about doing this thing are nonsense. The only way to get Casey Anthony to that photo shoot would be to chloroform her and drag her there.
See, Hustler does this every single time somebody's in the news. They ridiculous amount of money, and no one has ever done it. They just do it for publicity. And exactly. I'm not knocking Hustler because I would like to meet Larry Flint one day. But it's just for publicity.
I know.
That's totally smart.
Right. But she said she's not going to do it. Is our Skype on? Because I was going to give the phone number.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Do you know how to turn it on? Because I just got a Skype missed call from Skype. They send me emails. So the number is... Hold on. I don't know where it is. What is the number?
Oh, and then the people... Actually, I never got the login for that. You don't have to tell me. No, let me see if I can do it.
I have the...
I can guess. Sorry, everybody.
Do you have the phone number?
Okay.
The Skype number is 415-992.
That would be the Skype turning on.
415-992-7392. That's 415-992-7392. You can call up with any questions you have right now, and we'll answer them.
Yeah, and please, just use the phone number. Don't try to Skype through your computer.
Don't Skype through your computer.
Terrible.
Just call from your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Call from your cell phone that number right now, and you can talk to us.
If you try to do it through a computer, right. I'm going to deny it. Not because I don't want to hear from you. It's just... It's going to be really awful.
You know all this stuff.
Okay.
I'm not the technical whatever person here, menace. Okay. Woman sues man for giving her herpes. A 33-year-old woman wants $350,000 for a claim that she was infected with genital herpes by a 35-year-old man during a sexual tryst. The woman says the man was legally liable for knowingly exposing an unaffected and unknowing partner to the sexually transmitted disease. The woman was married when she had sex with the man, and he was married too. Her spouse is reluctant to have normal sexual relations because of her diagnosis, she wrote. So she wants to be rewarded money from the man's auto and homeowner's insurance. He has denied giving the woman's herpes and told her to check with other partners. So she was having an affair on her husband. obviously. Yeah. Her husband won't sleep with her now because the guy she was having a tryst with gave her herpes. So, she's suing.
Oh. So you,
she's having an affair, and she feels like this guy should have told her, like...
So you cheat on your man, and bad things happen to you, and now you blame other people.
Exactly. That is the bottom line, and that is not cool. Yeah, you shouldn't have had sex without a condom, for one.
You shouldn't be cheating on your husband.
Shouldn't be cheating on your husband, for two. And, yeah, that's what I got to say about that. We are going to be talking more about herpes later on in the hour. Let me just say, it's... I know. You know what? That's a good point. No, it is not hot. It is not sexy. It is not going to turn you on. You might not even masturbate to this portion of the show, if you've masturbated to other portions of the shows. But it's important information to dispense. It's important information to dispense to people about STDs and condoms and stuff like that. We got a chock full of information for you. Because a lot of people, there's myths, there's questions people have. They don't get it. Can I get herpes from a toilet seat? We're going to answer all that.
Did one of the interns bring this up to bring on the show because the Jersey Shore was having a whole... marathon over the weekend on MTV.
Okay.
And they called the doctor because I guess they have a doctor that they can call and said, hey, can you get any diseases with somebody giving you fellatio? And then the doctor said, yes.
Yeah, you can from your mouth. Because they're like,
yeah, they're all, because one guy didn't believe it. And they're like, no, you're hella dumb. So then they called. And the doctor said, yeah, you can.
Oh, so is that what you were watching, the Jersey Marathon? Jersey Shore
when
Marathon?
I was by television, I was watching Jersey Shore because I'm so excited for the new season. I used to not be into it. I actually didn't watch
it.
Till the third season. But then I got so into it because I thought it was just going to be like
a
real world.
It is kind of stupid, right?
No, but it's so funny because you should be watching it because it is all about sex. That if you really break it down.
Okay.
It's all about them going to hook up with chicks all day long. And then the chicks going to go hook up with guys.
Like new guys funny, or they have boyfriends and stuff?
New guys. And it's funny just to watch them on how they act and how they make things happen.
I should watch it. I'm going to get me some cable.
The funniest thing, the last episode that I watched, and I know it's an old episode, is they were playing pranks on each other. And one of the guys was out of the house and he was out at the club and the other people were at home. They're like, oh, let's play a prank on him. And they didn't know that he was going to bring a girl home.
Right.
So they went and took a bunch of grated cheese and like all this cheese stuff and then put it under his bed. So it smelled really bad, like
so
cheese.
Mean.
And then here he comes back and they're like, oh my God, he brought a girl back home. And so he takes this girl into the bed. And then the next day he's like, I can hook up with that girl. She smelled like cheese.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Girl. Yeah. Okay, that is kind of funny.
See, that's
the funny thing.
It.
I got to watch it. I got to get cable. That is funny, and that's gross. See, that to me, though, that humor is not funny. That's annoying.
Oh, God.
No, I'd be like, that's so dumb.
Sorry, it's not some avant-garde foreign film that has subtitles.
I
apologize.
You have the wrong image of me. You know me.
Yeah.
You think I'm home watching foreign movies. I don't watch anything. But I appreciate that
it's all about sex. I don't understand why you wouldn't be into it. You think it's dumb.
I'm going to get cable.
This is the real world. That's people, how people act. Like,
I get it. Not all people. Jersey Shore people.
Yeah, but like a large majority of people. I can go and see 10 million people that act just like the Jersey Shore in this city, like at any booty-shaking nightclub.
Totally.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't go to the nightclubs. You do, though. You say you don't, but you do. Okay, so topic. We're going to get into some emails.
All right.
Okay. Like I said, topics include medication and sex, large labias, female ejaculation, getting caught masturbating. Later on, we're talking about STDs, we're talking about herpes, we're talking about responsible sex and how to talk to your partner about it. But first, we got some poll results in.
Okay.
What body part turns you on the most? 10% said the stomach. 12% said legs. 20% said eyes. 26% said chest, and the winner, the most percentage, highest percentage, 32% said butt. The ass is what turns me on the most.
32?
Yep. What do you think about that? Are you an ass guy?
I'm into butts, but, you know, again, all this stuff is proportionate to the person size. I don't like everything, you know, I don't go after anything that's like oversized like some people do, where they go, oh my God.
Right.
They go crazy for it, you know?
Okay, got it. Our new poll is what way do you most like to do it? Just two choices.
two choices.
To do it. One, slow and sensual. Two, fast and rough.
Mm.
You just got to choose.
I'd be interested to see what people would say.
It's like C would be like neither or both, but everyone would pick that or both. But I want to know if you had to choose right now, what kind of down and dirty sex you're going to have. Is it going to be slow and sensual or is it going to be fast and rough?
Okay.
Go to sexwithemily.com and vote right now.
Are you going to share your answer now or later?
I don't know what my answer is.
Okay.
I think...
Maybe we'll share it later.
Maybe I'll share it later. It's a good point, Menace. Okay. Hi, Emily. Still loving your show and getting more addicted every day. I take you everywhere with me. Guess you could say I'm a Sex with Emily junkie. Your show is awesome. Keep up the great work. Hope to hear you on the air for many years to come. I would gladly pay more if needed to be a Sex with Benefits member. Sex with Benefits member.
Yeah.
It's a Friends with Benefits member. Where else could you go to get great advice and entertainment at the same time? You and Menace are a breath of fresh air that has been needed for so long in the stale radio world.
Thank you.
Love always, your friend and number one fan, Danny. Thanks, Danny. That was just
Danny, you're awesome.
You're awesome. And we would like you to pay more, so just pay again.
I love the listeners.
I love these
listeners. I like listeners that because they're like from all over the world and country and stuff like that.
They're we have listeners everywhere, all over. We really do have them all over the world.
Yeah, and I love when they email the show and say where they're from and all that stuff.
Me too. Oh, yeah. Tell us where you're from when you email us. We haven't mentioned that in a while. Where you're from and how you listen to the show.
You know why I'm saying that? Because I have another story that I'm going to share. I'm sorry to bore you down with stories, but you might think
this is a good story.
It's a good story.
I'll be the judge.
You know how I said a while back I have some listeners that was sending me lingerie in the mail from other radio shows? So today I get a call from a security and it says, oh, yeah, some flowers have been down here for you since Friday. I go, okay. And then some roses come up and it says in the card, happy birthday, which is not my birthday.
No.
Until October.
Right, right, right.
And I hope you can get these home safe. And that was it.
It doesn't who's it
say,
from?
It doesn't say who they're from or anything.
Is it
and
a
then
stalker?
I get a yeah, is and it? Then I get a call from a stalker on Friday asking me if I can go out, and then I said no, I was busy. Get a call back today from the same person asking me if I can go out today.
Do you think she sent the flowers?
I don't know if she sent the flowers.
Are they nice
She's
flowers?
Definitely sent chocolates and lingerie.
Do you know who she is?
No, I don't know who she is.
Oh, that's so crazy.
And I tell her I'm busy.
Yeah, well, what are you going to say? At least you talked to her on the phone?
Yeah, she calls up now.
Before
she would just send letters.
You talk to your stalker?
Yeah.
Before you shouldn't
she would
answer.
Just
send, I'd block her call, but I wouldn't answer.
It's a public phone number to the radio station.
Oh,
what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Block it?
Yeah, my stalkers were at San Quentin, so I didn't I never really got to meet them. Okay.
Caged heat.
Exactly.
Like
Dear
it.
Emily, my wife is on Zoloft, and while she enjoys sex, she can't have an orgasm. Any suggestions? Michael from San Francisco, California. Well, okay, that is a very common issue. Women and men on medication have issues with their sexual performance, and I would say the best thing she could do is go down on the Zoloft and add something in like Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin is a really good drug for antidepressant that does not produce the same sexual side effects. So a lot of people switch from Zoloft to Wellbutrin or they add it. And there's also, I would just like go down, or sometimes if you know that you're having sex, you could like go, if she's taking, say, 100 milligrams, she'd go down to like 50 milligrams when she knows she's going to have sex and it might help. And she might be taking too much of it too. Again, she could also just decrease the amount she's taking. But honestly, and use a vibrator during sex, that could really help too. But really, there's not a lot you can do. Like, if you're taking the medication, an SSRI, you're going to have sexual – that's the number one side effect, is it sexual side effects. And with Wellbutrin, there is not, because Zoloft is an SSRI, a serotonin uptake re-inhibitor, and a Wellbutrin is also an antidepressant but not an SSRI. It works on different receptors. That's my answer.
I say just go down in general.
Go down?
Yeah.
Go down on the meds or just go down?
Go down in general.
Go down, baby.
Yeah. And another thing is, how do you know so much about all these drugs?
I've studied them over the years.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've gotten millions of questions about this.
Cool.
Hundreds. And I know a lot of people on meds and a lot of people who have dealt with this issue. It's very common. It's like so many people are on antidepressants. I wish I had the stats, but I don't. But like I know like a lot of people are on stuff.
Yeah. And sometimes with the guys, like they can just last forever and not and not even orgasm.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Men are not able to orgasm when they're taking antidepressants. It's such a bummer, though, because it's like, I know you're depressed and you want to kill yourself, so here's a pill, a happy pill. And then you're like, I'm so happy. Oh, my God, everything's great. Life is wonderful. Oh, but I can't have an orgasm. Mm. That sucks. It's like, here's this greatest thing in life, but you can't have an orgasm. It's kind of like this – it's kind of a deal with the devil. It's like making a deal with the devil or something. So that's the deal with that. Okay. Hey, Emily, I'm a very satisfied new FWB member and enjoying all the great new material on your website. In a recent episode, you read a listener email from a girl who was extremely embarrassed and self-conscious about her large labia and was actually considered labiaplasty. You and Menace rightly pointed out that there are some guys who find large labia to be a turn-on. I am ready to tell you that I'm definitely one of those guys.
We found one.
I find large labia extremely sexy and a huge turn-on. I'm sure that I'm not alone in this thinking and that there are way more... I'm sure I'm not alone in this thinking and that there are way more than just a few guys out there who would agree with me. I just want to be that poor... I just want that poor girl to know that, and I hope that she will forget the idea of labiaplasty and just be a little patient because she will surely find someone who appreciates them as I do. That jerk who made her feel bad about them needs to have his ass kicked. Very sincerely, D from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think he's right. I think that's really harmful when people get these messages early on. Like, she was like a guy in high school or something who made fun of her labia. That just messes you up. And I think that she shouldn't rush out and get labiaplasty. That some guys like this, maybe we'll hook them up. D from Cincinnati.
I don't know. I think it's just, again, when this first came up, it was just her decision, what she wanted to do.
Right. But I think that just because one or two guys didn't like it.
I think that, but I just said, you know, we can build it up and say it's fine as much as we want, but until she believes that herself, then it's not really going
to
make a difference.
Right. She has to believe it herself. You're right. But I'm just saying, I think it's just rushing to plastic surgery is not always the answer. Mm-hmm. Emily, I had a complete hysterectomy at 27 for medical reasons. I feel like I get to the point of orgasm, but honestly, I'm not sure if what I'm feeling is the actual thing. Weird, I know. I heard you say one time that anyone can learn to squirt. I want to. How and where do I go to learn this? How do I know if my G-spot's working or if I even found it? Help. Hopeless orgasmic. Carrie Jo from Evanston, Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Not Chicago. I was thinking it was Illinois.
Okay.
It says WY. That'd be Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay, some background. Some women do ejaculate with orgasm, while others find that orgasm and ejaculation are two distinct and different functions which happen separately. It's important to relax as well as contract the pelvic muscles. Some women need clitoral stimulation first in order to... Most women need clitoral stimulation first in order to orgasm, and it could happen from attention to the G-spot. So a lot of times, women are able to teach themselves. I mean, when Susan Bratton was on the show a few weeks ago, she talked about the fact that she teaches this course that women... Anyone can learn to squirt. So it's mostly with pressure on the G-spot, which stimulates the production of the fluids. And it's the G-spot. We did a whole show on it the other day. So you can listen to the show.
Go back.
When was the show? Were you here on the G-spot show? I know you weren't here.
We were talking about G-spot locators that you were getting designed.
Right.
But I don't know if that was...
G-spot show on Friday, I think. Right? Or Thursday? Thursday. Friday show. Dude, you missed it. It was awesome. And we missed you.
What was it?
Interns gone wild.
Uh-oh. Every time you get on the interns, you get them on the show, you make them tell all their deepest, darkest secrets.
I know. You can't believe. I was just like, my mouth
agape. Recap so people go back.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit.
So people go back and listen to Friday's show if you missed it. So, you know, we have them do sex toy reviews. So Erin came in and did her sex toy review, but she also has been talking about she reviewed her toy from adamandeve.com, where anyone can go to adamandeve.com. And use coupon code Emily at checkout and you get all these special things. 50% off an item. You get 3 adult DVDs, blah, blah, blah. Point being, so she had her sex toy review. Erin has a boyfriend. Erin and her boyfriend have taken everything very literally. The Sex with Emily Challenge is what she's called it. And she says that they've been together now, like, I think 8 months. But for the last 3 months, she's been working for me. She takes everything home every night and, like, works on the stuff with him. Like, tonight, let's find the G-spot. Let's try to have this kind of sex or that kind of sex. I mean, they've done all these things and they've watched porn together. They've talked about, and by watching porn, they've actually used some of the stuff that they've learned in there. She's like, oh, I like when that girl bends over the desk. So can I do that? I mean, she was just like getting into all these things that they've learned and that they're doing from the Sex with Emily show, like literally for 3 months, everything. They've pushed it. They've tried it and it's really like helped their relationship and it's grown and they love the
It sounds amazing and tiring at the same time.
It is exhausting, right? Could you imagine every night it's like, oh, God, again?
All right.
So she's done all this stuff. And then what else? And then Kelsey was talking about her experiences with her. She thought she broke her clitoris because from her vibrator, which is, didn't happen. But she's like, I think I broke it. But she was talking about how using her vibrator a lot, she thought, but it was fine. It was she was just sick.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just vibrating, and she's just talking about their vibrators. They're talking about their sexual experiences, sleeping with guys, and how now she's become like she's like a mini protege. Like how I date guys now, and they all say, "Oh, sex with Emily." So I'm assuming that people want to sleep with me just because of that.
Yeah.
So now that she's the one, and all the interns, they're the ones now that know all about sex, and they're like in her house. It's college. Everyone's like,
now they're super popular.
They're super popular, and everyone was like, you know, they're like, oh, hey, teach us stuff. So it's fun. So they learned a lot. What else did they talk about? I'm trying to remember.
That's cool. So that was on Friday.
That was on Friday's show. And
so people can go to sexwithemily.com and listen to the recap if they missed it.
Exactly. Exactly. And then she – one more thing I was going to say. Just the fact that she used sex with her partners, all that stuff was new. Okay. So let's get into what? We missed
Isn't one of them out in Berkeley too?
What'd you say?
I found an amazing ice cream place out in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very sexual. I'm just kidding. I don't know what it is with chicks. They love ice cream, right?
Yeah, we love ice cream.
If you take them out to an ice cream spot, I think you will get laid almost every time.
Really?
True or not true? If, say, hey, you want to go have some ice cream?
I think so.
You don't even eat, man. I don't even know what you like. You say you go to restaurants all the time. I don't even know what the hell you eat.
I eat. Well, how do you know what you mean? I don't eat. I eat stuff. I eat chicken.
Name it. What did you have when you went on this amazing date to some new restaurant?
We had some weird foods. It was some funky foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some.
Did you feel very cultured by having the
weird funky foods? Yeah. There was some big thing of slab of meat that was like fried bacon. It was kind of weird. We had some some culinary delights. You know, San Francisco is known for its restaurants. So this is a new restaurant, Contagna or something. It was called. Yeah. And I don't remember what we had. I don't know, like pasta and pizza.
How do you not remember things from just the other day?
Because my life is so busy.
Doing what?
I don't friggin' know. Eating the next meal. You can't remember one meal to the next.
I remember everything I ate this weekend.
But last night I ordered room service and it was amazing.
Room service?
Yeah.
Are you just slipped and told me something you weren't supposed to tell me?
Well, I was visiting this friend at his hotel room.
Oh, visiting your friend. Why is the intern coughing right now?
I don't know.
Telling you to shut up.
It had nothing to do with that, did it?
No. Yeah, you totally just slipped right now. You called yourself out.
I loved the room service.
See, why did you not share this stuff in the beginning? Oh, you forgot. You just forgot. You just forgot that you're at a hotel with some guy.
Yeah.
So let's be real. Let's keep it 100, which I like to say. So what would happen?
I don't know.
You're a single woman. Who cares about these other guys? You do what the hell you want to do.
He's saying,
if they don't like it, they can kiss your ass. This is my attitude.
I know. It was awesome. We ordered pizza and chicken and
a side of cock.
No.
A cock.
I have not seen his cock
rooster
yet.
You went to a guy's hotel and you did not see his rooster.
Nope.
Shut the hell up.
I know you don't believe me, Menace, but I'm pure terrible.
So this guy let you talk his ear off and you didn't see his rooster?
That's what made you think I talked his ear off?
Because I know you. If you were not going to check out my rooster, you would not be in my hotel room all night ordering room service. You would be the F out so quick. Like, I'm not going to waste my time if I'm visiting this city and listening to some girl jab all night.
And not seeing
my rooster. F that, man. So let's be real. What happened? Why are you looking at me and you want me to stop talking? You're staring at
me.
You're giving me the look.
What's the look?
You're giving me the look like stop talking and stop asking me questions.
No. I don't care if you ask me. He's this guy that I met. He's staying here. He's in town. Whatever. Went to his hotel room. Had dinner.
Did you see his rooster?
I did not see his rooster.
How did you not see his rooster?
I don't know, because I wasn't ready. I just met him. I'm trying to not sleep with people right away.
Okay. So how much did you make out with him?
Made out. It was good. He's actually a good kisser.
Oh, see, you at least copped to making out.
Yeah, we totally made out. It was hot. Uh-huh. It was good. Yeah.
Maybe you didn't see his rooster because the lights were off. That's how you're getting around.
No,
that's how you get around the question.
No, but that's a good one to use in the future. He's just a dude visiting from out of town. And it's perfect for me, those guys that come to town and visit and leave and stay at nice hotels that I can stay at with them. I love hotels. I want to live in the hotel.
If you're telling the truth, which you're not, I feel bad. I feel bad for that guy.
Why?
A total dry hump. It's like not putting out your
hotel. Dry humping in the USA.
Like, so weak.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of lame.
That's I'm not saying you're lame. I'm just saying the situations.
Not every guy's about sex. Him. Maybe he appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
He probably appreciated my scintillating conversation.
Yeah, totally. He totally did not want to have sex with you. He totally didn't want to have sex with you at all. He just wanted to enjoy your company. No, he probably didn't.
You think he did?
Right.
Don't assume every man wants to have sex with me.
No, yeah. I'm sure.
Every sex with me. Woman who orders up a huge.
No, I'm sure he just wanted to hang out. That's it.
Watch TV.
Watch some TV or some room service. That's
it. Order some movies in room service. It was awesome.
Yeah, I bet that was it.
Super fun.
Rev.
Whatever.
He's trying to take it slow.
I'm taking it slow. You don't believe
me? I'm saying he's trying to take it slow.
He is trying to take it slow. He's just in town. What am I going to do? Just like sleep with every guy who comes to town?
No, I'm just saying like you don't hang out in guys' hotel rooms.
I hang out in guys' hotel rooms all the time whenever they come to town. My ex from LA that I don't sleep with anymore, whenever he comes to town,
God, more lies. Oh, God. I can't take it anymore.
I'm really trying to, I'm changing my ways.
You're changing your ways. That's cool. What up?
Okay. Let's keep going. All
right.
First, I'm going to have a drink here.
It's getting hot in here.
Mm-hmm. I first must say thank you. Your show is about hours of sexy, hilarious, informative entertainment into my life. I can't wait until I have time every day to sit down and listen to your show. I've always wanted to write in, and now I finally have a great need for your advice. I am a very open-minded person, and I'm up for anything sexually, but it's hard to find like-minded people here. I'm engaged to a wonderful man, and up till recently have always thought of him as a very conservative lover. Your show actually opened up a whole sex dialogue for us. I finally told him a few weeks ago that I wanted to try some light bondage, like wrist and ankle straps and blindfold. He agreed it, and we tried it, and it was so fun. He tied me up twice now, and a week ago he told me over the phone that when he comes home from the weekend from work, he wants me to tie him up. I've never thought of myself as a dominant person, so I'm lost. I don't know where or how to begin doing this. I want the experience to be great for him, and I was wondering if you could help me. What could I wear? Any tips you can think of? Again, I have to say, love the show. Don't ever stop. You have a natural talent for making sex an endless word, an endless sex, an endless world of fun and excitement. Thank you, Emily. Deborah from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. She's a premium member.
Wisconsin.
I love it. She said there's not a lot of guys there. Love this email. This email is so good and chock full and made my day.
All right, break it down.
Let me break it down for you why. First of all, she's with someone who she thinks, Deborah, is sexually conservative. Is it her husband?
Yeah.
Conservative lover. No. Yeah, it's a conservative lover. And she said, she wanted from the show. So that's one thing. She's with a conservative guy, she thinks. From the show, which is like my intern said, it's like a dialogue. Like if you listen to this show regularly, it's not like it is light and fun and whatever, but we're giving you real information that you can listen. A lot of people, like every night, my intern goes home and listens to the show with her partner, and then they take stuff from it. So it's like, you can use this, like, you don't have to bring up the conversation. I'll bring it up for you. You just listen to it with your partner. You're like, oh, I kind of want to try that. So I love that people do that with the show. That makes me so happy. Like, it helps her. And she did it. And she tied him up, and he liked it. And she thought he was conservative. She tied him up, and he was down. But now she wants to do it, and she doesn't know if she can be down with it. So I'm going to give her some tips there. Anyway, I just love that the show opened him up. I love that she thought he was conservative, but he was actually really into it. And I love that he tied her up and did a good job.
And
turned around.
Why didn't they have a couple of drinks? If they learned anything from the show, it just makes everything better.
Because they're not learning from you.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's the thing. When you want to be the dominant person, it is hard. Because I've had a guy ask me to be dominant with him.
Yeah.
It's actually recently. He's like a friend, but whatever. Long story short, it doesn't matter who he is. But he wants me to be like the dominant because he wants to be the submissive. He wants to be dominated. He wants me to like whip him and do all this stuff. And I thought, as an experiment, he's like, I'll pay for you, Emily, to go to Dominatrix and learn this stuff. And part of me thought, again, all in the sake of research, like I'm going to let the guy touch my clitoris. I should do this stuff just to learn and expand and grow and whatever. So I agree, Deborah. It is hard to learn if you ever thought of yourself as dominant, but... And I've been kind of grappling with this, too, because I'm not really a dominant. I'm more of a submissive in bed, but I think we all have that side in us. I think we can bring it out. Mm-hmm. So be very confident and decisive about what you're doing. This is, like, my first thing to her, is that, like, I know that you're not going to know what you're doing, but just – you're not going to feel like you know, but just be like, lay down. I'm going to tie you up. Like, just be decisive and confident with all your moves, even if you think it sounds funny, just because because you're in charge. You're the dominant. Okay. Fumbling too much with bondage is boring and isn't going to inspire confidence in you. So you don't have to do any perfect knots or anything. Like, you could just use, like, a blindfold and tie his hands. Make sure you know how to remove the bondage before you put it on. This is only important for safety, but also helps smooth running of the scene. And then what to wear? I would go to a store. I'd go there. Every city. I know you're in Wisconsin. I'm from Michigan. I get it. It's not as easy. But you can buy, like, some latex thing. You could buy even a schoolgirl uniform. Something cute that's, like, sexy that you feel good in. Boots, like, black stilettos or something, and just, like, think about, like, okay, like, my first bondage thing was, like, I blindfolded a guy. I've talked about this before. You blindfold him, you tie his arms up or whatever, and then you, like, do something, and you tease him. You tease him with feathers. You tease him with chocolate. You lick chocolate on him. You tease him with ice cubes. Pour ice cubes on his back. You tease him with, you know, whatever. Buy some bondage tape also. If you don't have bondage tape, that's a great thing to use. You can buy it at Adam and Eve. But I would say just think of a few things that you want to do. Like, maybe you're going to blindfold him and use a feather. Maybe you're going to blindfold him and use a massage candle. They have these amazing massage candles where you drip the wax on and it turns into massage oil. And then if he's blindfolded, you could do all these things to him that he doesn't know it's going to happen. So that's what I would say I would do.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes are awesome. Have you ever done ice cubes?
They're cheap. No, I've never done it.
Put an ice cube in your mouth when he doesn't – so he's not expecting the hot and cold sensation. So if you have one of these candles that you can burn – like, they sell them at sex toy shops. I'm sure Wisconsin. I don't know where Fond du Lac, Wisconsin is.
Hello, AdamEve.com.
Well, AdamEve.com, but I don't know how soon she wants to do this. But I would order a massage candle. I would order bondage tape. And I would order – like, they've got sexy costumes there or whatever you want to wear. But, you know, if you want to go the whole dominatrix route, I would say black, sexy, latex –
I'd say Indiana Jones whips, you know?
Sure. Whatever turned you on.
So you can get your doom templed.
But you could also go to – you could also rent a movie. I mean, you could rent something. There's, like, so many dominant movies. You could go to
Fire – not to plug all our sponsors, but Fire TV.
FYRETV.com is actually giving away 30 minutes free of porn to everybody who wants to watch it. So, Deb, if you want – and actually because you're a Friends with Benefits member, you will get that 30 – anyone who becomes a Friends with Benefits member gets 30 minutes free. It is – they have 20,000 titles. They're the Netflix of porn. You can watch it on your iPhone, your iPad, your computer. You can get a set-top box for your television set like I have. You can do whatever you want. So I would say maybe watch some other – rent, you know, watch some porn or find something online where with a woman – there's so many videos of
and
people dominating
in different
categories.
Types,
and you could just find one and watch a woman being dominant with a man. It's another way to do it. So watch a porn about it. That's what I got to say. Okay. More. What?
No.
Do you think that you want to be dominated ever?
No, but I can dominate people if needed, if they wanted to be.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think – that's not something I'm into.
But would you be into dominating someone?
Yeah, if that's what they want. That's totally fine with me.
You're totally down with that? Okay. Yeah. Emily, thanks for your advice in yesterday's show. Listening to the whole show got me thinking about toys. I've always had a fantasy about a girl doing me with a strap on, but haven't had anything in that area. And I'm confused what type of toy to get. Thanks again, Justin. He's a premium member. You know, if you're a premium Friends with Benefits member, that you get answers to all the sex advice that you need and that you want. It's like having a little sex therapist here, 15 cents a day. Big sex therapist. We get to help you with everything.
It's a sandwich at the end of the month.
Sandwich. Okay. Bend over beginner harness kit is what I recommend. You can get them at adamandeve.com. God, they're getting lots of plugs today. Bend over beginner harness kit. It includes two dildos, a mini vibrator, and an adjustable velvet harness. Bend Over Beginner's Kit comes jam-packed with everything you need for experimenting with strap-on or a role reversal. That's what I recommend. The two silicone dildos in the kit are specifically sized so you can break in your partner easy and gradually. Start off with the 4.5-inch model before graduating to the bigger brother, the 5.5-incher. There's also a documentary that's been around forever. Carol Queen made it years ago called Bend Over Boyfriend, and it teaches women how to use strap-on with their boyfriend. And it's very popular.
Yeah, and you had your friend. She was super funny that you went to school with, and she was all about it.
She was all about it. She bought a strap on. She didn't even know who she was going to penetrate yet, but she wanted to.
Yeah, she just wanted to do it.
She's like, I just want to penetrate someone. I've never had that desire as much, but I feel like, again, for the sake of research, I should do it at some point.
To penetrate a guy?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that would be down for it. That's not...
I know, but I don't know who. Probably the guy that wants to be dominated by me, I would think. The guy, my friend, who's like, will you go do this dominatrix class? I'll pay for you.
I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Can I penetrate you anally?
That's cool, man. That's... Only if I can penetrate you, he'd be down.
All right.
I'm not going to do it. Okay, maybe. I got to do more.
You got to get out there.
I got to constantly be expanding.
Yeah.
Dear Emily, love the show. I masturbate and my parents catch me sometimes. Any advice?
My parents catch me.
P.S. Your podcast rocks. Kevin from Skype.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, he was on Skype. Okay, Kevin, lock the door. Do it in the shower. I don't know. What do you do to hide it from your parents, man? That's when you were growing up.
Yeah, just do it in the shower, man.
Right? Is that what guys do?
Yeah, that's what
they do in the shower, lock the door.
Yeah.
Put your bed in front of the door so your mom can never get in your bedroom.
That's the easiest thing. Don't do it in the bedroom.
No, you can't, because your mom really walks in. She's like, honey, here's your dry cleaning. Here's your laundry. Or do they just want to catch you?
No, they don't want to catch you. Of course. Your parents want to catch you masturbating? What kind of sick thought is that?
I don't know. Maybe they think. Well, I have a lot of religious friends who like had to hide it. They were afraid that their parents were going to catch them. And it was like the wrong thing
to do. Well, you know, every time you masturbate, babies die. And you can go to hell. Yeah.
Jesus. That is sad. Okay. So I would say, Kevin, go in the shower. Or wait till your parents are gone. But they're going to come in your room. They always do.
Yeah.
My mom once walked in the bathroom and me. I was using the I was taking a bath, and I was using the faucet, the water coming out of the faucet to master. Like, it felt really good.
Yeah,
and clitoris. Like, if there's a lot of women
do that. Yeah, they express that.
So I was like, oh my god, it feels so good. And my mom walked in. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. It was so embarrassing. I was like 20 though.
And like, look, I'm washing. I'm making sure I'm cleansed. It's not what you think.
Yes, exactly. So that was embarrassing, but it's my mom, who's the coolest chick on the planet. So she wasn't, but it wasn't just embarrassing.
I was baptizing my vagina.
Exactly. I was baptizing my vagina. Okay, we gotta get into the sex topic. We've got 10 minutes. I don't even know what happened.
Go for it.
Okay.
Alright.
The younger a person starts having sex, the greater his or her chances of becoming infected with an STD. We are going to talk about STDs right now. All right. Just want you to bear with me because everyone, like...
No. I was the first one ever to have an STD show. Remember I brought it up a long time ago?
No.
Yeah, I brought in some guy that... Some STD expert. See, you never remember anything. And when we first got together...
When we first got together on Free FM?
Yeah, on Free FM, yeah. I had this guy in. And you were against it. You were like, oh, it's not sexy. I swear to God. So now the roles have been reversed.
Did you hate me then?
No, I didn't hate you then. I was maybe frustrated with you, but that's
I didn't know anything. Okay. The younger people.
But that's in the past.
People who have had sexual contact, not just intercourse, but any forms of intimate activity with many different partners are more at risk than those who stay with the same partner. So if you know a man whore or a woman whore...
So protection. That means you should only have sex with one person, and then you should marry that person for life, and you'll be fine.
Exactly. No. It's not,
that's sounds not like what you're promoting.
That's not realistic.
Why is that not realistic?
I'm
people
not promoting
do it all the time.
It. I'm saying people who have sexual contact, not just intercourse, but any forms of intimate activity with many different partners.
So don't have sex with multiple partners.
Don't have sex with, if you're worried about getting STD. If you're worried about getting STD, we're going to tell you about ways to prevent it, but I'm also saying that if you're with, like, this guy or this woman who you know sleeps around a lot, you're more likely to have an STD. Now, many people have STDs and don't even know that they have them. That is the big concern, that people have them, they're walking around, they've got herpes, they've got things that hasn't even shown up on them, and so this is a problem. The 10 most common latex condoms are the only form of birth control that reduce your risk of getting an STD and must be used every time. You must use condoms every time. Top 10 most common STDs: syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS, hepatitis, genital warts, canchroid, public lice, crabs, trichomoniasis, trichomoniasis. I don't know what that is, but it's common. How can I protect myself from STDs? Use a latex condom every time you have sex. If you use a lubricant, make sure it's water-based. Limit your number of sexual partners. Practice monogamy. I'm just saying these are ways you can avoid it. I'm not saying you're going to do it.
So you're preaching monogamy. Monogamy.
Yeah, I'm like, yes. I'm like Barbara Bush. Give me some monogamy. Monogamy is truly a way to limit. Yeah. Yeah.
So why are you against it?
I'm not against monogamy. I wish that I was why in a monogamous relationship.
Why are you anti-monogamy?
I wish I was in a monogamous
relationship. Why can't I say monogamy today?
I wish I was in a monogamous relationship and super happy and like monogamous right now. That would be so interesting. That would just be an interesting side of me, wouldn't it? If I was like, oh, my hubby and
it
I
would
last
be
night,
crazy.
Or my partner and I last night made dinner and we watched a movie.
It would be a side that I've never seen of you before.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Choose your partners with care. Don't have sex with someone whom you suspect has an STD. Get checked for STDs. Don't risk giving the infection to someone else. Don't use alcohol or drugs before you have sex, mm-hmm. Menace. You may be less likely to use a condom if you are drunk or high.
Oh, I'm never drunk or high, so I should be fine.
Know the signs and symptoms of STDs. Look for them in yourself and your sex partners. Learn about STDs. The more you know, the better you can protect yourself. So what are the symptoms?
Look at somebody? I mean, I can look at people and know what they have.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Sometimes there are no symptoms of STDs. If symptoms are present, they may include one or more of the following. Bumps, sores, warts near the mouth, anus, penis, or vagina, swelling or redness. It's true. Like, I don't know. As a woman, like, I've noticed bumps on guys' penises and been like, what the hell is that? And been like, what is it? And sometimes it's just like skin grafts and that's not anything, but... I will tell the story. It's a very personal story, but it was a guy that I was dating for a while. I ended up dating him for like 2 years, but he had like a wart and he didn't know what it was. And it was just sitting there and like, I didn't, thank God I didn't catch anything, but warts you can, they're not like herpes. Mm-hmm. You don't have them forever, but he went in and got it taken off, but thought it was just some weird growth, but it was a wart, which is gross, which is not gross, but I was like, go take care of that. Skin rash. These are other things. But I'm saying, like, look at your person's penis. Or if you're going down on a woman, like, check out her vagina. She might not even know, but she might have some skin rash. So some other things you have are skin rashes, painful urination, weight loss, loose stools, night sweats, aches, pains, fevers, and chills, yellowing of the skin, discharge from the penis or vagina, bleeding from the vagina after sex, painful sex, severe itching near the penis or vagina. That's what you got to look for. That's hot, right? How to talk to your partner about STDs and bring up sexual history. This is a big one. Listen, here are some ideas for just getting the conversation started. Just ask the question, have you ever had an STD? See what happens. Data shows that a lot of people lie, particularly to casual sex partners, but others will be quite honest with you. So a lot of people do lie about it. They have to, like, but you should not lie. You should be honest, and it's not the end of the world, and people will sleep with you. Because we're going to talk about ways to have sex if you do have herpes, ways that you can have sex. Get tested. Since it's just as possible that you have an STD you aren't aware of, get tested. That way you can share your information and hopefully get an honest response in return. If you both need to be tested, you could plan to go together. Share your history. Let your partner know about your status and how you handle it, especially if you have an STD like herpes that can never be fully cured. Discuss prevention. There are some steps you can take on your own, such as getting vaccinated against HPV and being prepared with your own condoms, but safe sex usually takes two. 5 questions to ask your partner before having sex. Have you ever been tested positive for a sexually transmitted disease? Menace, if you've been diagnosed with herpes or genital warts, are you having outbreaks? Are you being treated? Do you have any objection to using a condom? Are you on any form of birth control? Which sexual activities do you want to engage in? These are the questions you have to have. Like, I was dating a guy, and I found – this was years ago – and I found in his drawer – not that I was going through his drawers. It was not the pills, the herpes pills. what are they called?
They're called – damn it. I forget. You know, I know what it is, though.
They're treated with antibiotics. It's called
X something X.
I can't remember what it was, but I know it was a herpes drug. And he never told me he had herpes. And we were using condoms all the time.
Yeah.
And thank God he was taking the drug because the drug does stop you from having outbreaks. I can't think of the name of it. It's killing me right now. But there's like a typical, there's like 2 or 3 drugs that everyone takes if they have herpes. And I was like, and I never said anything.
Valtrex.
Valtrex. Thank you.
Yeah.
I never said anything to him because I felt that we were being safe, and I wasn't even that into him. This was years ago, but I just was like, why didn't he tell me? But I don't think I asked. Anyway, look at their medicine cabinet and find out if they have herpes. I'm serious. Where can I get an STD test? Your local Planned Parenthood Health Center, many other clinics, private health care providers, and health care departments offer STD tests.
Well, you can get home ones now.
Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How are STDs treated? With many are treated with antibiotics. Okay, if you're dating someone with herpes, how do you protect yourself if you keep having sex? Use a latex condom. Latex condom offers some protection. Your partner should tell you when symptoms flare up, which is when the virus is most contagious. Avoid sex when your partner has symptoms. So when they're having the flare-ups, like right the first few days is when you should totally avoid it. And if they're on Valtrex or they're taking some kind of drug for it, they're not going to have as many outbreaks. But if they're not, okay, here's some myths about genital herpes and STDs. Okay, myth one, I have genital herpes. I should never have sex again. It's a myth. You can still have sex if you have genital herpes, Menace. It is, however, important to avoid sexual contact if you have any symptoms or oral or genital sores. It is important to note, too, that the virus can be transmitted orally to the genitals during oral sex. So but that's what they were talking about on the Jersey Shore, just to bring it back.
Yeah.
Is that performing oral sex?
That's what they were asking about.
If I have herpes and it's in my mouth and I'm giving oral sex to someone, a man,
you can put it on his wiener.
Yep. That's why people get cold sores all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, myth two, cold sores are not associated with genital herpes. Cold sores are caused by herpes simplex virus type 1. If you have oral genital sex with someone who has a cold sore, the virus can give you genital herpes and vice versa. This is scary. People are listening to this?
I'm listening. I'm taking it all in. The likelihood
of this particularly high during an outbreak. Washing with soap or water after a sexual encounter can help decrease the risk of this type of transmission. Myth three, you can contract genital herpes from toilet seats. It's actually not true. The genital herpes virus dries out when it's exposed to air and is quite fragile. There have been no proven cases of genital herpes transitions from a toilet seat.
But still, use the sheet, man.
Put the sheet down.
Yeah.
Stress can trigger the truth. Here's the truth. Stress can trigger an outbreak of herpes. It is believed that physical and emotional stress can trigger an outbreak of genital herpes in some people. Stress can compromise your immune system. So get adequate rest and exercise. So that's how people under stress, it's going to flare up. Here's the truth. If you have genital herpes, you may be more susceptible to HIV.
That sucks.
Yep. Myth six, genital herpes can make you sterile. Genital herpes cannot make you sterile. However, chlamydia and some other sexually transmitted diseases can cause sterility if they go untreated. Okay. Myth seven, we got to go after this. I've been in a monogamous relationship with my partner for several years and just been diagnosed with genital herpes. My partner must have cheated on me.
Oh, no.
This is a good one. You or your partner may have contracted the virus from a sexual partner a long time ago. Or you or your partner may have had genital herpes all along without knowing it. Genital herpes outbreaks can occur with very mild symptoms that go unnoticed. So he or she might not have cheated on you. So they don't know who – that's the thing. It's like you can't place it. Like it's not like some guy gave it to you or some girl. You don't know. Okay, we're going to have to get through the rest of these tomorrow.
Okay.
Because, tomorrow, I'm so excited for tomorrow's show. We're going to have Julia Allison on the show. We're talking about technology and relationships. She's an online phenomenon. She's does a lot of technology writing. She's been a dating columnist, and she does a lot of writing about technology, like Facebook and dating and all that stuff. So we're going to talk all about that tomorrow. I'm very excited to have her here. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.